No, so if you see me sitting on a bench somewhere, I am judging you, and I'm using you for
and
material.
And I'm taking copious notes.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome to It's a Hawaii Thing. I'm Lanai, and that's Brooke Lee. Please don't get us confused.
Ever.
We have a very special guest on the show today. You know what's so weird? I've known you for a while. I don't know your last name.
Ramirez.
Ramirez.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Marnie Ramirez.
Hey, the silence
comedian,
is clapping.
Actress,
and
funny.
The Kehaulani part isn't silent either. It is Marnie Kehaulani Ramirez. Marnie like she's running for Miss Aloha Hula.
Yeah, how are you?
I have a lot of aliases, so it helps me, you know, land gigs. I
haven't
like this
seen
one
you
today.
In a while.
Yes,
it's
yes.
been a long time.
It has been.
Yeah.
You are a rare, let me just, sorry to interrupt your show, but this is a rare.
This is your show too.
This is a rare opportunity because he talks about that he like books things and is acting on things.
Yep.
Can't
she
find
never,
any proof.
And she don't watch them.
We can't find proof. But we actually have a person who has worked on something with
yeah,
you.
I was just going to say what's weird is we worked on the same thing but never worked on it together.
See,
yeah.
So we still don't have receipts.
We were in different rooms.
We still don't have proof. Yes.
Well,
closer.
You can buy
though.
It on Amazon.
But you're on the same actual episode.
Yeah, a movie.
But not together.
Not
correct.
Together.
Not
yeah.
together.
I see.
Yeah. My close. Scene was with, it was just me by myself. It was, I played the mayor.
See what you I'm saying?
We're mayor. Talking about the movie Waikiki PD.
Yes.
It's very funny.
Yes. Yeah. Despite
it's really good.
Him being in it.
It is.
No, because yeah. she, so you play, tell everybody what you do.
So I'm an improviser, and Waikiki PD is a show that's making fun of the police force, but in a nice, polite way.
There we go. There we go.
And I play the captain, and basically we improvise all our lines, and you know we created up this character, Captain Keawe, and she's a female cop. She causes trouble to her team, and
it's so fun. She does such a good job.
But is what's the rating?
Oh, it's probably like. There's what? Language in there.
Is there language?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
on
she
Amazon,
is known as the language person. Language.
I got to say.
And I don't mean like Maka'olelo Hawaii.
Yeah.
I mean of the blue
That's why she's
variety.
Funny, yeah. It, on Amazon, it doesn't have a rating. Oh, no, it says 16 plus.
There you go.
But you know what? I don't know if you saw this. We got 4.5 stars.
What?
Yeah. Out of 5.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you to the four who watched.
But, it, but you have, no, a lot of people have watched. You, there's two,
See,
there's two, two movies.
Two movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the first one and second one called?
The first one is just Waikiki PD. And then the second one is Waikiki PD part two.
Yeah. Yeah. Part deux.
Part deux.
Yeah.
We're very creative. So we come off the cuff. You know, it's like, what should we name it?
Deep cuts.
Part two.
Deep cuts.
Yes.
Do you notice people have been watching it?
I, you know, I'm one of those actors or performers that don't follow their work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
oh,
like, I do it, and then I just, I'm done.
Release it
I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen.
Oh, really?
Oh, wait, no. I saw it once because we did a showing down. We had an event where we showed the film, and we all were there.
Yeah. By force. Yeah. You're like,
do you
so
ever,
I had
did
to
you
be
ever,
there?
At the moment, watch any part of it and go, I didn't like that one I said. I wish they took the other cut. Because everything is improv.
Yeah.
So there's no other cut.
They give you, no, like she'll, so they'll go, okay, your scene is, you're talking to the crew and they're, the this happened and this happened. And then they'll say, go. And then it's, what is that show?
Larry David.
Larry David. It's almost like the Larry David
oh,
show.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they give you the script, but there's just title and then they say, go. So she could talk for 30 minutes. You don't know what line they're going to grab out of that. You know what I mean? So do you ever watch, did you watch it and think, oh, shoot, I didn't like that line. I should have used that one?
No, yeah, you look at it and you kind of look at the cuts and you're like, oh, maybe we should have, you know, blended these two scenes together. But, you know, we trust Jeff.
Yeah.
You know, he's the director. So we let him go. And you do watch and you cringe, you know, sometimes. I'm like, oh, yeah, that wasn't the greatest. But when you think about it, it's all improvised. I still laugh because, you know, and none of
you
it is
never
scripted.
Know. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
100% off the cuff. So I'm like, that's funny, you know, but. You know, audience who don't really know improv look at it
right.
and probably be like, what is this? And it's like, it's cinema gold.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's all you need to know.
That's all it is. Yeah, you didn't have to memorize any lines.
That's the best part.
Yeah, it's the best part.
Oh, I
played
it.
The mayor in the second one. I still didn't get to see it yet. I played the mayor in the second one, and I don't know what came over me, but I changed my voice. He goes, use that voice. And I go, really?
What are you talking
now
about?
I got to use that voice for the whole time.
What do you mean you changed your voice?
Like, I didn't use my real voice.
Character.
I used an old man.
It's character.
I used an old man's voice, yeah. Like an old Japanese man as the mayor.
Weird.
Because I thought, I don't want to be me, right? So, but there's no direction. It's kind of like how
so
you
create
it. So what
was the voice? You were like Ariyoshi circa 19?
An old Japanese fisherman. Talk like that.
Okay.
Kind of mumbled. Kind of gangster.
Okay.
Yeah. But I got 4.5 stars. Oh, we got to take a break? Do we have to take a break? No. We'll be right back with Marnie Ramirez. It's a Hawaii thing.
For all your money needs, Hawaiian Financial Federal Credit Union is here for you. Visit hifico.com. Bringing you what matters. Viewers can receive the Star Advertiser Digital Full Access subscription for $9.95 per month. Go to staradvertiser.com and click on subscribe. Use the code AHAITHING.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. We're talking story with Marnie, and we are talking about a Waikiki PD.
Is it Mari or Marnie?
Marnie.
Okay, just checking.
Marnie Ramirez. Yes. I just learned her last name, yes. And I've known you like 10 years.
Well, you're like Lanai, so everyone just knows yeah, Lanai, yeah. You know? He's
make it easy for everybody.
Right. Yeah. But okay.
Tell everybody who else is in the movie.
Oh, gosh, we have Jose Ver,
who's funny.
Also a really good comedian.
He used to be a stand-up comic. Is he still doing stand-up?
He dabbled recently, but now he's just
I
got to
tell you the funniest
improv.
Thing about Jose. So Jose started doing comedy with us, and I was in this
who's
is like
us? Define
me
us.
And Augie. Okay. So we and Sean Felipe and uh-huh. Champ and the
yeah.
crew. Okay. So I'm in LA, and I don't know why, but I'm at Disneyland, and I get a text, and it's from Jose, who I haven't talked to in like 2 years, mm-hmm. and he goes, "Are you at Disneyland?" And I said, "Yeah, how did you know?" And he goes, "I'm at Disneyland." And he sends me a text, goes, "If you want to watch the Star Wars thing, you have to go on the app." It sends me all this direction to watch this, to get this on the Star Wars ride. And I forgot he's a big Star Wars fan.
Huge.
So I said, "All right, hi to you too, and happy birthday and Merry Christmas." Because it was like out of the blue, right? So then that was the last I talked to him. And then about 6 months ago, I get a text, "Are you in Japan?" And then I go, "Why, are you in Japan?" And he goes, "No, but can you buy me some cigarettes?" I was like, "Buy you some cigarettes? That's what are you doing still smoking? You're not. You shouldn't be smoking. Did you see the ads?"
Right?
Yeah.
That's the point
but
of this?
But he's so
no
funny.
Smoking?
It's just kind of random. And he's really good at improv.
He is.
All I got is that he stalks you on social media.
That's what I got away from
that. Well, the weird thing is I didn't post I was at Disneyland or I was in Japan.
So how did he know?
I have no idea. It. Yeah.
He has an Apple tag on you somewhere.
Something, yeah.
He's just monitoring
you. You've been microchipped.
Yeah,
you've
maybe.
Been microchipped.
And who else is on the show?
Ryan Okinaka.
Who's very funny.
He's everyone's lovable child.
Is he a flight attendant?
He is.
Hawaiian Air.
Yes.
Why you gotta get into all his ukana? You don't need to bust out his like social security number next?
What no, we gotta give him props.
Okay.
He plays...
He plays my son... Humming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Humming. And he's not good at what he does.
This is just wrong.
He's terrible at what he does, but he's so kind. He's like kind of the audience favorite.
He steals every scene.
Yeah. Because he's just this lovable, almost like doofus type character, but he's just so sweet. Mm-hmm. You can't help it. And the dynamics between he and I, mom and son, in a workplace, you know, then you got Jose.
Uh-huh.
We also have Jeff Orrig, who's the director and a creator of the show.
Yes.
He does a character, Russell.
Very good.
And then Ray LeMay.
Ray's also from Lanai.
Yeah.
Very
oh,
good
really?
Very good stand-up comic.
Yeah. We met him via stand-up and such, and that was his first approach with improv. So he was a little intimidated.
Yeah.
He was kind of like, "What is this?" there's no lines.
Yeah.
Right? And he's trying so hard. But Ray LeMay played Nate, and he's super funny. Then we had Annette.
Annette, who's really, she's been on the show.
Well, because Annette and you got into a standoff because she was like, you were like, "Oh, I played the mayor." She's like, "Wait, I played the mayor." And there was
she was in one, and I was in two.
She's a lieutenant governor or something like that. Like some smaller a political role, but a little bit different. But yeah, she came in on the second movie, but she helps us out every now and again. So there's like a bunch, Susan Hawes, you know, Trevor Danielson, Sean Cagle. There's a whole bunch of improvisers that come on the show and, and help us out. And they just create.
Who funds this?
We did.
Like a GoFundMe or?
Patreon.
The Patreon was
Patreon.
The first one, right?
Yeah. Patreon was the first one.
Wow.
You guys have to get it. You can watch it on Amazon. You can rent it or buy it. But hey, it's all locals, locally made. Buy it. Just buy it. You know what I mean? So they can do make local another one.
Art. Yeah. Yeah.
When he reached out to me, I was like, hell yeah, I want to do this. You don't even have to pay me nothing. I want to do it and help everything.
Contractually
obligated. Yeah. Improv is just one of those art forms where you don't get paid. Yeah. You know, it's just about performing. Everything I do, I don't get paid. Right. And I like it, you know, because it's fun. And if it sucked, I didn't get paid. You know, so I don't feel bad. There's no guilt. It's a crappy show. You bet it was, but it was free. Yeah. You're welcome.
It's so funny. Whenever I'm dying doing comic, I'm like, you guys shut up because I knew you were comp, and you were comp. So you have no reason to be upset.
Exactly.
That's a good way to look at it.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Hawaii thing.
See Dr. Oda at HEC Medical Clinic Honolulu Specialist in laser weight loss. You can see the change losing 1 to 2 inches instantly. Long's Drugs is always here for Hawaii, providing your family with local favorites, accessible health and wellness services to keep you safe and healthy. Make Long's a part of your day.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. We're talking story with Marnie Ramirez. You do a lot of improv. That's how you started your career, isn't it? For this.
I think so. Unlike other performers you see out there, a lot of them are theater people from high school age. You know, they've been doing it for their entire life. I started doing improv when I was 30, in my 30s. So I started it late. You know, I was just kind of a late bloomer. I went to a comedy club called Sharky's.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That's
Sharky's in IAM.
That's an old one.
Sharky's in IAM?
Yeah.
Wow. It's a comedy club. Yeah.
You weren't here at the time.
Bar. Yeah, it was great.
Wow. I did a couple sets in there.
It was definitely one of those places where it defined, you know, the beginnings. So I saw Comedy Crusaders improv troupe, and that was it. I was like, what is he doing? It was awful, but I was like, what is that?
Just to be clear, it wasn't good, but it was bad,
funny comedy. Right. And I was like, wow, what is that? So they're like, oh, it's improv. So I'm like, what's improv? And they're like, oh, you make things up.
Yeah.
So once I heard no script, I'm like, I'm in. You know, I'm like, I want to do that.
You always witty, like in high school? Were you the class clown or with a quick mouth? Yeah.
Yes.
What high school did you go to?
Kaiser.
Yes.
Yeah. The East Side smart ass. You know, smart person. Anyway. So I was kind of like, campus clown all your life, right? So it didn't seem, it wasn't hard to transition to improv.
Yeah.
Which was what I thought was kind of interesting. You just had to learn the dynamics of the games, and then group chemistry. Mm. That's the one thing that makes everything great. So I had to learn that. I went through a lot of troops, ended up now with Improv HI. Mm. And then from there, the comedy just grew, and then you find your character.
Yeah.
And my characters that I liked a lot was Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
You know, I loved Buford T. Justice from Smokey and the Bandit, you know, Jackie Gleason. I just love those type of characters. They're mean, gruff, funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, broads. I can do that.
They're broads.
Yeah. Like, I have a unique stature.
who was your, when you were growing up, and who did you like to watch locally? Like, what comics were you
growing
up
with? The local ones were one and two was, number one was Rap.
Yeah.
Like, that guy was just genius.
He's a genius.
And then Andy Bumatai, I thought was
Godfather,
just
for
super,
sure.
super.
Not a lot of girls, though.
No, there was Lee Cataluna during my time. That was it.
Yeah, but prior to, like,
that did stand up. Oh, yeah, before that, no.
Hilo Hattie. People talk about Hilo Hattie being, she was more of a comedian.
You
dancer,
know, when I first started with Andy, after the show, Andy would bring all of us up and we'd play one improv game.
Cool.
Just to practice, like at the Polynesian Palace.
Oh, nice.
And for me, it was easy too because I emceed, so you're kind of improving.
Yeah.
But I that's where I learned how to do it too. You know?
Yeah.
But I was always the smart ass in school too.
Were you?
Well, the more brain smart.
Yeah. I can't see that.
Never.
I was never sarcastic.
Walked right in.
Yeah, that's another thing about Hawaii comedy is like sarcasm is key.
Yeah.
Key.
And to the mainlanders, it's a little, I mean, the colonizers or whatever you call them. Yeah, we're the mainland. That's the continent. The continent would find it not funny.
Yeah, well, they think we were being, racist or that kind of
thing. Yeah, there was a misconstrued understanding of comedy. So when they come here, we were self-deprecating and we're sarcastic and all this kind of stuff. They look at us funny kind and we're like, no, that's how we live.
Yeah.
I mean, literally what the noodle shop was based on. That's all 100%. Frank DeLima did. And no one took offense.
Yeah.
Not a single person took offense. intense.
Yeah. Can you imagine we all get canceled back in the day?
There'd be nobody sneeze to watch. When you eat Simon, all of his Christmas Filipino stuff. Like, there's no way today. No way in the world that could happen today.
But, you know, comedy's having a good time right now.
Oh, huge.
I think because of the pandemic and everybody got so suffocated. I did. I didn't want to do it anymore. And people were scared to say this.
He went through a whole existential crisis. But then now the comedy
scene has become busy because everybody's been suffocated and they want to watch somebody else do it. And it's a good way to explain it. Choked. You couldn't do it. So now it's having it's limelight again, which is good.
I think so. And it's great because I think what the pandemic did was identify a lot of inaccuracies within this art form. And, you know, I'm a proponent to say, you know, comedians don't have to apologize.
Yep.
Amen.
No matter what. Yep. You don't have to apologize.
Nope.
It's an art form. It's an opinionated position of an observation. You don't like it. Leave.
Don't
get a refund. But don't stifle that art form.
Yeah. That's right.
And these comedians are coming out broader and broader. And I love it because that's what comedy is about.
Yeah.
You know, and you're going to cancel culture. Guess what? There's a culture of people who embrace it.
Yeah.
So I don't care. I'm not afraid.
And a lot more,
just
too.
Do it.
Yeah,
that embrace it.
But remember Tinkerbell when you lost your shine for a hot second?
Well, like I've lost my shine many times. Let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Hawaii thing. We'll be right back.
Pacific Spray Wash is Oahu's number one trusted exterior cleaning service. We deliver a spotless job for all your pressure washing, roof cleaning, house washing, and solar panel cleaning. Bringing you what matters. Viewers can receive the Star Advertiser digital full access subscription for $9.95 per month. Go to staradvertiser.com and click on subscribe. Use the code AHAITHING.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing, Lanai.
Clap
Brooke,
if you believe in Lanai.
Marnie is hanging out with us.
Bring him back.
One of the best improvers in the state of Hawaii.
Oh, bless
you guys doing another Waikiki PD?
Right now we're on hiatus, but it's up to, you know, Jeff. You know, we really got to look at another premise and plan. But we know, Jim, we're like, hey, Jeff, you know, let's do some more. I like the idea of webisodes.
Yeah. Webisodes.
I think those would be super popular, you know, the YouTube presence.
Yes.
And then gain the fan base a little bit more because it's been a while, you know, and then we'll see where we can go from there. Other than that, it's just we just play around with I play around with Improv HI.
Yeah.
You know, I do small independent films with anyone who needs a tall, loud, angry character.
Henry Ann Cusick. Oh,
yeah.
Someone's paging.
Hey.
Henry Ann Cusick.
Yeah.
Hello.
And are you doing the improv game in Chinatown? Are they still doing the tiny stage? What is it called?
It's literally across the street, bro.
Yeah. Are they still
they
doing
do
it?
Do a tiny stage once a month. Improv HI does. We're going to be doing shows four times a year.
Oh, wow.
At another location on Kapi'olani Boulevard. And then there's Poly AF. I'm part of an all Polynesian improv troupe created and processed pretty much by Annette. And, you know, just having fun with it. I think the best part about improv is that it's relaxed comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't get too stressed out.
Nope.
You know, we definitely, you know, make stuff up. And
you don't know what's going to come out?
No. So if you see me sitting on a bench somewhere, I am judging you. And I am using you for material.
And I'm taking copious notes.
Oh, absolutely.
Copious notes.
Now, wait, have you done stand-up?
No, I'm actually taking classes to understand it because I know there's a concept to stand up and I'm not one of those comedians that are like, oh, you can just wing it. I'm like, no, that's rude. That's inappropriate. And a comedy stand up is a format. It is a style.
It is.
It is a discipline.
And the hard part about it is the only way to make it work is you have to practice it in front of different people.
Yep.
There's nothing you can do besides practice it in front of different people. You can go take swimming lessons to swim. You can go weightlifting. You have to practice it, and it sucks.
Yeah.
But that's part of the process.
Ringing endorsement, my friend.
It sucks, but it's part of the process.
You got to bomb. You got to read a room. You got to learn stage presence. You got to know. And I think the most.
You got 95% of it. Just the writing part is the only
part. I mean, improv, I think, is a really great sort of litmus.
Like,
if you can do, I'm assuming you're the guy, if you can do improv, then I would assume that stand up a good solid 3 minute is just a chop, skip, and a jump over the line because
She could do it with her eyes closed, but she's being
because he's been trying to get Annette because they're looking for girls. Am I wrong?
Yeah, everyone's
looking for women stand up comics to round out the bill because it's all boys on
there's
the bill.
There's a lot now. But there's not a lot of local girls.
Not a lot of local girls. Yeah. It's all
Annette
mainland.
And I did try. They had a the Comedy U did something called Improv Stand Up.
Yeah,
and she and I both went. And we did it. And it was a little, it was fun. It was different, but it was fun, which inspired me to continue to go. I see Jose Dynamite has a comedy class.
Yeah.
I'm in my third round with it.
Nice.
But I can't do, you know, I just don't feel comfortable going on stage with writing material because I'm not comfortable with writing. And I really respect the writing. And part of it, too, and I in my third round, is I understand, it's like, you got to understand your voice. What is your voice?
Yeah.
You know, people just want to be funny. It's like, it's not being funny. It's about finding your voice. Your voice is what makes your writing so simplified, so easy. You know, like Gaffigan and Dane Cook and all that, they all know their voice. Kevin Hart, and then we got John Mulaney coming. They know their voice.
Funny. I forget who told me this, but everybody, all comics are funny, but you got to figure out what your lane is, and you got to be different. Yep. You got to be different because there's so many now.
There's an obscurity to it. Like with Dane Cook, his was just the creative words that he would make up and sounds, you know, and then Gaffigan was how he always whispered the internal voice.
Kevin
stuff.
Hart was repeating and yelling, and
I thought it was because he was short.
And but, that too. We gotta end this show, but we're gonna do the long version.
Oh wait,
of,
I got ho'okupus for Kehau Lani.
Check us out on YouTube. Make sure you watch the extended version.
We got 8 ATs.
But since you answered all your questions correct today, we have some nice parting gifts for you.
We got some 8 ATs for you. Oh, this is
wonderful. That's our show T-shirt.
It's our show shirt.
That's
so
me on the left. Brookie on the right.
And this is, you know, we got 3 shirts for you.
There you go.
These are roller skates.
You roller skate?
I do not.
Cabotage Tims from Jimmy at
You want to form a roller skating team? Remember back in the day when they have roller skating teams?
Yes.
Everyone's roller skating
again. Many Hoodie Mix. Lots of different chocolates
Cookies
in here.
Cookies and chocolates.
Awesome. So this is all for you. Oh, and then here.
I like when you make that sign up.
For
me.
For your car.
You gotta.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Please follow her on the
tape
Instagram.
Over his mouth.
Marnie, go check out Waikiki PD, the movie. You can get it on Amazon. Mouth. We'll see you guys next time.
We're
in the
going to YouTube.
Version.
She's going to swear a lot.
Ahui ho. Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing, the extended version.
Go ahead,
make
swear.
Sure you subscribe. Hit the bell so you know when we have a new show that's coming
how
out.
They know we're on
Thank
the
you
YouTube.
Guys for watching. We have Marnie Ramirez here with us.
Yes.
Let it rip, girl. Let it rip.
This is the one, like the gifts. Look at this. No car is complete.
No, because traffic stinks. We created that.
Traffic stinks.
Yeah.
So beautiful with his words.
Yeah. These are just great.
And the tape on my mouth is because I've gotten in trouble with the FCC so many times.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Bless your
shackles
heart.
Are off.
I'm not like that anymore. I'm super nice now.
You do seem a lot more mellow.
I'm very, if you have a kid, that's what happens to you. They just suck the life
Is
out of
you.
Is
that what happened?
I have three and no. Yeah. No, I'm not there yet.
She's roiling in anger.
Always.
I've always been mellow, though. Simmer. I'm a mellow kind of guy.
You have always been sort of even keeled.
Well, I don't really get upset.
Oh, really?
Which I should, but I probably have more.
Yeah, I do.
Well, I have a little boil, but it doesn't come out. I think I should get more upset. I have more stuff to write.
You're saving it.
Because
like
anger,
you like to say.
No, comedians are dark, angry, depressed.
Yep.
I don't get any angry or depression. So maybe that's why I never made it.
Not yet. No, I mean, it could work.
I'm still trying. Yeah, I'm still trying. Kentucky Fried Chicken didn't make it till he was 80.
There you
really?
Go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are inspiring, by the way, on TikTok. Where they always remind you, like, so-and-so didn't start their career at age 45. And so it's like, you can still do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's inspiring. But at the same time, it's like,
You know what I was doing the other day? I'm back on the radio, and I was doing these facts about how many kids hip-hop artists have.
Yeah.
And Old Dirty Bastard from Wu-Tang Clan.
ODB?
He had the most, I think it was 12.
Eesh.
Coolio had 10. He died already, but he had 12 kids. He has 12 kids. Coolio, I think, had 9 or 10. But listen to this one. Flavor Flav just got summoned to do a DNA test, and he has a 1-year-old. He already has like 8 kids, I think, right? Mm-hmm. He's 61 years old. So my question is, who is fucking Flavor Flav at 60 years old?
Or somebody who wants money. Basically, somebody who wants money.
It's
like, you don't go
old.
There.
You're 53.
Now you're having 9 kids and it's not that old? Are you kidding me? Have you seen Flavor? The question, have you seen Flavor Flav?
I'm Kate Dustin Wen.
You ever seen the California Raisin commercial? He looks like a California Raisin.
Dustin Wen just had another baby.
He's Asian. My point to you is, have you seen Flavor Flav?
Black.
No, this is about looks.
Asian don't raisin. Okay.
I think it's just like with Flavor Flav, he is a personality. He is a character.
He was.
Well, he's known.
Didn't he date Brigitte Nielsen for Criminy's sake?
No, that was just a stunt thing.
That was gross.
It? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad it wasn't stunt.
You hear what she said?
Gross.
That was gross. Right.
Because they're both like off their rocks when they're in the show. I'm like, what is this train wreck on TV?
Isn't that funny? They had a show for him. Well, let me ask you, do you guys think he's good looking or a nice guy?
No.
I don't.
Right. I mean, if you go off straight off the cuff, no. You know,
I respect the talent.
Yeah.
What was the talent?
What do you mean? He was a rapper, wasn't he?
He partnered with Chuck D.
No, but he didn't rap.
Yeah.
He just said, yeah, boy. And he was the hype man. He never rapped.
Yeah, he didn't.
I thought
rap.
He rapped.
No, no.
He just wore a clock.
But it wasn't like
and
respected.
Said, yeah, boy.
That's just my personal opinion.
Okay.
No, it's true. Come like he did. He was just a hype man. He wore the clock, and he was.
He
just
created
like,
a persona.
He did.
We give him that.
Yeah.
But I just want to know who's sleeping with him at 62.
Hollywood. Okay.
He looks 82 right now.
Bless his heart. You know, he tried, but you know, but fine. What women
Checks.
Find attractive, what men find attractive,
Checks, cash.
It's all different.
It's
I know.
All
It's access to the bank account.
Yeah.
And then, you know, how many zeros?
I don't think he has that much money, actually.
He's fine.
Yeah.
He's just fine.
He has to diversify to some extent.
He sells a lot of clocks.
Boy, you guys really are supportive of Flavor Flav, aren't you?
This is the feminine divine.
What's going
right
on here?
We're giving everybody shots.
I'm getting you guys big clocks for Christmas and hanging them around your neck.
This is the year of the water rabbit. Everybody's just
Can you imagine? Can you imagine right now anybody under 40 is going, who the fuck is Flavor Flav?
Right.
Right?
Oh, they're Googling. They know.
They
it's all
so?
A throwback.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Who do you like to listen to when you were growing up, like music-wise?
Oh, gosh. It depends. Like with your early teens, it was all about alt rock, right? So you're listening to Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, you went to Kaiser.
I went to Kaiser.
That's right. Yeah.
I love how that's your dependent. As soon as she went 98.5, you're like, I know where she is on the dial.
Yeah, yeah. No, she went Star 101.9. That's where she went, alternative rock. But there was that 80s, 90s video.
Hot.
Yeah, that video view scene. I like some of it. Okay, what else did you listen to?
It was like, that was it. It was Alice in Chains, you know.
Oh, you like straight Stone rock? Temple. No island music? No hip-hop, R&B?
I like the hip-hop and R&B. It was okay. You had some. I wasn't really a huge fan of that. You remember now, I'm an angry person. So.
That's why I thought you'd like hip-hop.
Well, I mean, you're bordering on military, to be quite honest. Because, like Hawaii, it's hard not to hit R&B. I mean, this place is literally like R&B
it
central.
Was, you like the you definitely would enjoy the NWA, the Chuck D's.
That's what I thought because you were angry. So,
yeah, those were
they were always yelling about something. You know what I mean?
You know, fight the power type of stuff. You got angst music, and that was really my I definitely fell into.
Okay,
that.
So let me ask you this: if you had a big show and 10,000 people were going to show up at the stadium, what would be your coming out music?
Ooh,
oh wow, that's a deep one. I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. You say that, and all I could think of is Don Rickles' entry music.
Like, Don Rickles.
As soon as
Don
you said that.
Don Rickles. I love Don Rickles.
What was his entry music?
Oh, my gosh.
Dun, 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 dun,
like
dun,
a king. Dun, like a queen was coming out. Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Don Rickles.
That's a great idea. I'm
going to
use
steal
that
it
one.
Now.
No, I'm going to borrow. I'm going to borrow.
It is.
Every time you go up on stage, they ask the sound guy, goes, what music you want to come out to? I'm like, yeah, just pick anything old school and upbeat.
Yeah. Don Rickles, I mean? Every time he went on the Johnny Carson show.
That's right.
I mean, it's stuck in my head.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Like the king was coming out. Trumpets were blowing.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It was so hilarious. Because he had the attitude that blended with
Next
the music.
Next time I have sex, I'm going to do that. I'm going to put on a little box, my stereo. I'm going to go out of the room. I'm going to wrap a towel around my waist, and I'm going to turn on the music on my Bluetooth. Dun, ta-da! Ba, 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 ba. That's a great idea.
Threw
thank
up
you.
Right in my mouth.
Yeah.
You should, I just caught that last bit. I'm like, ooh.
Nope.
Why would you throw up in your mouth? Just let it out.
Oh,
right?
Man.
I'm a lady.
That's disgusting.
I took a Barbazon class.
You know, if you don't let it out of your mouth, sometimes it comes out of your nose. You know that, right?
About, you know, your, like, whatever.
Isn't it a great idea, though?
No, it's not, actually.
Look at the girls loved it.
That's why I was regurgitating.
Even Kimo liked it.
I don't know. Yeah, that would be kind of interesting, unless it was a Tinder date. That might make sense. But if it's not a Tinder date, they'll be like, what the hell is that?
I have a good friend. I'm not going to say his name because you both know him. He's been on this show.
James Bonney.
No, not him. Another guy. No, another guy. But he was telling me when he first started dating this girl. He first started dating this girl. He's still with her. And she loved his humor because she met him at a comedy thing. Or
nice.
Whatever. Anyway, right when they started having sex, like a minute or 2 minutes in, he said, "Time out." And he did the timeout.
James Roche.
And he got up, and she was like, "What?" And he's like, "Timeout. Every good game has a timeout."
Oh my word!
And she never forgot it.
And she's still with him.
She's still with him.
Champ, Kashiro.
I don't know.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, it was champ. I win. There's only been a handful of people that we both know.
Well, for him to be that open. You guys have a tight friendship because that's private, and he's,
you know,
like,
one of the things comics talk about in the green room, or whenever comics are together,
Totally
different conversation than a regular, right? It's the weirdest thing because comics have this weird vibe together, and we all can be just comics, and the best stuff comes out, but not all of it will get on stage, but... Yeah. It's a weird thing. Hmm. And we're very open about everything because it's therapy for us.
It is. And you're brutal. Yeah. It's brutal when you're with comedians. That's why when I think about stand-up, I'm like, I don't know. That's why I'm going to sit over here. I'm going to sit over here because you're all judging me over there. So I'm going to sit over here.
Very judgy.
Do my sit and get the hell out.
In a fun way.
Because, in a fun way.
But you got to stick around because you don't want them to be talking about you.
Right? You got to do the clarifications. Yeah. It's like, no. That's not what I said. Yeah. I said, you're the ass. Get it right.
Who was the last big comic that you saw?
Oh, gosh.
That you really liked?
Oh, that I really liked. It was Patton Oswalt.
Oh, really?
Ooh, I like Patton Oswalt. You saw him over here?
He was at Blue Note.
Oh,
yeah.
And I was very excited, and I got super close seats. I think his intellect of comedy is great. I really, really respect that guy. You know, a lot of people kind of rag on him a little bit. But
Patton? They do? Really?
I don't know. Think he's too
sophisticated.
Yeah.
Elitist.
But it's very smart, genius comedy. What do you think of like the new guys, the new core guys like Theo, Bobby? I mean, they're not new, but they all have podcasts and have breaking out in a bigger next level.
Oh, you mean
Bobby Lee? Bobby Lee, Theo. I've been watching a lot of Theo lately. You know Theo?
No.
He plays like the redneck. He has a...
Oh, that Theo.
Yeah, he has
He did the comedy he did. Show, yeah?
Yeah,
that competition.
And he's on Netflix. He has a special. I don't know if he's acting or not. Because you watch his podcast, he's very smart. He's one of the few guys that makes Joe Rogan laugh.
Huh.
Like when they do his podcast, yeah. And I think he's been on there a couple times.
I don't know.
But like, there's Andrew Schultz, who's more political. Theo is more like, he's just real. He has these great stories.
May have to check him out.
Like a redneck.
Yeah, I know. I remember Theo being that kind of like that redneck style when he
Very
did that
innocent.
Show. But yeah, I haven't seen him in a while. Bobby Lee, I think Bobby Lee is his own.
He's a weirdo.
he has his style.
Just call
he's
it
the best.
Out.
No, yeah. But he's a really good weirdo. He's good what he does.
He's a good
I interviewed
weirdo?
Him three times.
Is that
times.
Your Yelp review? He's a
good
weirdo? Good
weirdo.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll give you an example. The first time I interviewed him, we were in the studio and we were talking and we were talking about his show. And he goes, "Oh, wait a minute. I'll be right back." He walks out the door, comes back in, and all he's wearing is his bibbities.
Nice.
He took off all his clothes outside the door and came back in. And we're
Where
all
was
looking.
This?
In the studio, me and Augie interviewed
him.
In
the radio?
On the radio. And I was like, what's going on? We didn't know what was going on. He just did Mad TV, so you kind of knew that character. But we're like having a normal conversation. The guy comes out in his underwear.
Nice.
Like, is he high? What's going on? But that's his shtick.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I was just about to say, that's his brand.
Yeah.
His brand is to be that outrageous and like kind of silly and simpleton-ish. But I think if he were to actually step away and be in a bunker, he would be a different person.
He is, yeah. I had a conversation, a good one, with him at an airport one time, and he was trying to stay low-key. And, we had like he's just a normal guy. But if the camera's on, everything's on, he's on. There's no turning off. You know, it's pretty funny. He's very talented.
He's a good one. I thought if we looked at an evolved comedian. For me, it was Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he did great. You know, his style of comedy with his shows weren't technically my favorite. I like Waterboy, but the other stuff was like, gosh, just, you know, he plays this, you know, bumpkin over and over. But as he got older with comedy, I think he connected to what type of influence he had.
Yeah.
And then he started embracing himself.
Yeah.
And then that portrayed himself into...
It's totally him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's a good actor, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gotten a lot better over the years.
He has. And what he does is he shares it.
Yeah.
With everybody.
Which is what I really respect about the guy. Is like, he has a core group of friends that he makes films with. They're successful. He's not looking for box office, smashes. Yeah. He's like, hey, I want to create. And
you guys, listening to this, all you big names, I always tell people that. It's like, hey, when you get big, don't forget about all the guys you worked with now.
Yeah.
You know
he was a great example of that because he's available to do so. And then he comes to Hawaii, he makes his films. He always includes, local actors.
Local actors. He loves it.
He embraces it. He just goes out and plays basketball with people. He's a normal person. He defines the paradox that is Hollywood. He goes, I know my job is this.
Yeah.
But
I can
when
still
that
be a
turns
human
off,
being.
I'm this. Yeah. And I love that about him. It's like, I've yet to meet this man, but one day when I do, I'll probably just do the neck. And then walk away because he's, he's vacationing.
Yeah,
it's his time. I'm not going to interrupt him.
I always compare him to and not in the look category or acting category, to a Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg always plays himself. Every role is Mark Wahlberg.
Pretty much.
Every role of Adam Sandler is Adam Sandler. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, he was not himself in Uncut Gems. He was playing a totally different... For me, he's the closest thing to Robin Williams that I'm ever going to get. Someone who started off as a goofball comedian, television, whatever.
That's a pretty high ranking to put him with Robin.
Well, because he became a dramatic actor. He did drama, television.
But he still was Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems. He was great, but he still seemed like Adam Sandler.
He was a Hasidic Jewish, jewelry operator.
Not that. The brutal. Little things like the movements, the way he says things, the tone. You look at somebody like that.
I forgot he was Adam Sandler in that.
Yeah.
I
totally thought it was him.
Yeah.
And then that other one he did with where he played a chef with the girl who was the person who was watching his kids. I forget the name of that movie.
Oh, the Spanish one.
Yeah.
Spanglish or something?
Spanglish. He was amazing in Spanglish.
Which one was that?
The girl in there broke out. She was hot. That girl was amazing in that. And
is the one Sandler just did with the basketball?
Hustle. Or something like that.
Was it Hustle?
I don't know. I didn't see
that. Was a good one.
That was great.
This is his Netflix era right now, right? He's pumping out movies for Netflix now.
All right, we got to go. Kelly's telling us go. She's gave us the finger.
Man, I want her to stay.
I know. Can you come back?
She didn't swear.
You know?
I'm still
that's her thing.
It is my thing. Yes, it is.
You want to scold Brooke and do how you would scold
No, no.
What is his name again?
We've
done Modern Hawaii.
Go and download the movies. Waikiki PD.
Yeah, Patreons. Come
Waikiki
on,
PD and Waikiki PD 2.
Do.
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't see 2. Is 2 on Amazon?
I don't think he went there yet. Yeah, I think just the first one's up.
What's he waiting for? What are you waiting for, Jeff? We're gonna get Jeff.
We
should get Jeff on.
Yes. There you go.
That'll be.
I'd like to get all three of the.
You're welcome.
You get Hanmi and Jose. We'll get Jose to bring his guitar. He plays guitar too.
Oh really?
Yeah, we'll have him smoke cigarettes. Yeah.
Oh, your stalker.
Yeah.
Oh cool.
No, he's not a stalker.
Are you on It's a Hawaii thing right now?
It was just so funny.
So am I.
How coincidence was it? Thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
Thank you
for
everything you do. You have any shows coming up or anything?
No. Right now, Improv HI has our shows on our website, improvhi.com. We're working on our Poly AF for this year.
And what about your podcast?
Oh, I do have a podcast. It's called Creates Happiness Podcast with MJ and Nadine. We're going to start up in February.
MJ's
just
moving
home.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's home now.
And where's Nadine? In Texas or something?
She is. She's in Texas.
All right. Yeah, don't forget your gifts.
And my swag and my lanai. I'm putting this in my car immediately.
Thank you.
Immediately. This is great.
Her name is Marnie Ramirez. Don't forget her name. Download the movie. Thank you guys so much for watching. Please follow us on YouTube.
Brent
on me. Can you cook?
I can.
We'll have you come on the cooking show too.
Yes!
All right, we'll see you guys next time. Hui ho!
Like Oprah. It's a Hawaii theme.